MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Should high schoolers be required to wake before dawn to get to their earliest classes? Should they just be expected to go to bed earlier to get a full night of sleep? Or should school start later? These are the questions lawmakers are considering with a proposed memorial. The House bill would direct the Legislative Education Study Committee to look into the pros and cons of adjusting start times in New Mexico high schools. Monday, the House Education Committee debated the idea. Are there too many charter schools in New Mexico? Supporters of the memorial pointed to research that shows just how important sleep is for academic performance and health. The CDC recommends teenagers get 8 to 10 hours of sleep per day. After about 4 months of city meetings to discuss continuing and funding a program to incentivize home building in Roswell, a resolution received what in political bodies is often the death knell, a decision to postpone indefinitely. The 4-0 vote Thursday of last week by the Roswell City Council Legal Committee members about the Municipal Infrastructure Reimbursement Program had been preceded by a 4-0 vote to postpone for a month a decision on a fee abatement program that could be replaced. The decision prompted an angry response and a threat of legal action from Jim Mitchell, one of the developers of the Oaks, a planned subdivision on West County Club Road between North Union and North Sycamore Avenues has been designed to have from 800 to 900 single-family homes when it's finished. Contracts to secure the headliner music performer in the upcoming UFO Festival stalled in a Roswell City Council Committee Thursday over concerns the bidding process might not have been transparent and fair. Public Affairs Director Juanita Jennings urged action during the legal committee meeting in City Hall, saying that deals must be made soon to get a popular entertainer who will draw crowds and attention to one of the city's largest annual tourist events scheduled this year for June 30th to July the 2nd. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.